Tonight we are going to talk about the bracha of Hamapil. The bracha of Hamapil is an interesting one in that there is no machlokas in the Gemara whether or not one is supposed to say it. There's no machlokas in the Rishonim whether or not one is supposed to say it. There's no machlokas in Shulchan Aruch whether or not one is supposed to say it. And as far as I'm aware, there's not really any machlokas in the Achronim whether or not one is supposed to say it. Yet, although I'm not sitting there next to people as they're about to fall asleep, if you take informal polls of people in honest moments, whether they recite Hamapil every single night, it seems that, not to be makatrig, but, you know, there's a reasonable percentage of people. So they say, you know, briskers don't say it because the pachad of whatever, of not being able to fall asleep afterwards is going to keep them up all night, so it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy, whatever different suggestions that they have. So what I wanted to do is, let's look at the source in the Gemara and then try to figure out a number of issues about Hamapil. Is the bracha of Hamapil, what kind of bracha is this? Every bracha the Rambam writes has to fall into one of three categories. It's either a birchas hamitzvah. Well, is there a mitzvah of sleep? Doesn't seem so. A birchas hananin. Sleep is certainly hana'a. It's certainly better. Or a birchas shavach or hoda'a, which are subcategories of each other, but a birchas shavach v'hoda'a, which would also be a possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this amazing thing that we're able to rejuvenate our bodies and our minds each and every night and wake up and feel refreshed. So what kind of bracha is Hamapil, and what are the nafkaminas between those different possibilities? Also, what are you allowed to do after Hamapil? I remember as a child already being terrified about not being allowed to speak, not being allowed to go to the bathroom, not being allowed to, you know, get it all in right before Hamapil, and then just like go to sleep right away. So is that necessarily true? Let's say you do have to go to the bathroom. Can you say Asher Yatzar after Hamapil? To what extent do we have to be so makbid not to do anything after Hamapil? Or how about this? Are you allowed to say Kriyashma after Hamapil? What's the order of Hamapil and Kriyashma? Does Hamapil come before Kriyashma, or does Hamapil come after Kriyashma? Furthermore, also worthy of discussion, every time you sleep, what if you take a nap, you know, for, let's say, in the afternoon, you take a quick power nap, which I guess for someone my age would be about 15 minutes. For someone my children's age is about 3.5 hours, right? A quick power nap. Do you say Hamapil when you take just a short nap? Also, why is it that so many people, it seems to be, many people have a practice, a minag, whatever you want to call it, not to say Hamapil? Is there any reason for that? And then we could also discuss whether there's such an inyan of not saying Hamapil on the night of the Seder, whether there's such an inyan of not saying Hamapil if you go to sleep after Chatzos HaLaila, what that might be all about. A lot of things to discuss over here. We'll see how far we get. But let's take a look at the Gemara, at the very source of the bracha of Hamapil, and that is the Gemara right at the very beginning of this piece. Just to warn you, if you're reading through this, tons and tons of typos, was not edited at all. But says the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Hanichnas Lishnal Mitaso, a person goes to sleep on his bed, Omer Mishma Yisrael Ad Vahaya Mishma, very clearly, just the first parsha of Shema, not all three parshios, Va'omer, and you should also say, Baruch Hamapil Chevle Shena Aleinai Usnuma Alaf Apai Umeir Li Yishon Bas Ayin Yehi Ratzon Mufanecha Hashem Elokai Shetashkivenu L'Shalom V'sein Chalki B'Sorasecha V'Sargileni L'Dei Mitzvah V'Al Targileni L'Dei Avera V'Al Tevieni L'Dei Chet V'Lo L'Dei Avon V'Lo L'Dei Nisayon V'Lo L'Dei Vizayon V'Yishlo B'Yetzer Tov V'Al Yishlo B'Yetzer Hara V'Satzileni Mipegara Michaloyim Raim V'Al Yivaluni Chalomos Raim Mirurim Raim Say mitasi shleim lefnecha va'ere inai peni shana mavis baruch ata Hashem hamer liolam kula b'chvodo. That's what a person is supposed to say before he goes to sleep at night. Now, just by the nusach that the Gemara suggests, what's this bracha about? You know, I was always told when I was a child, this bracha is about not having bad dreams. If you say this bracha, then you will not have bad dreams. There is four words in this bracha. There are four words in this bracha that are about that. Va'al yivahaluni chalomos ra'im. But is that what the bracha is about? Is that the, you know, the theme of the bracha? So there's so many themes in the bracha. There's about going, it starts off with going to sleep, takes a huge turn into like all of life. that I shouldn't fall into my yetzer hara and I should do mitzvahs and all these, which have nothing to do with sleep. I'm not going to be doing mitzvahs when I sleep. I'm sure someone out there has a count of how many mitzvahs you could be mekayim while you're sleeping, but you know, that's only fun because you can't be mekayim that many, right? So that's not going to be prime time for mitzvahs when I'm sleeping. So what is all this? Avonos, nisyonos, bizyonos, all these things while I'm sleeping, and then it comes back to sleep. Varinai peni shana maves, and you know, etc. That my sleep should be a good sleep that I wake up from, and all of that. Now the notion of the same chalki b'sar asecha, what does my chelik in Torah have to do with sleep? I found an interesting discussion in the Achronim what that's all about. The Tzlach, author of Nodeb Yehuda, on that Gemara in Brachos says that this is a hisnatzlus on the fact that we're stopping to learn to go to sleep. Because the person is supposed to be learning Torah all the time, in all of his free time, and the person has to sleep enough to rejuvenate himself, but we can't sleep too much. You don't want to sleep. So it's a delicate balance. You sleep too little, you're not doing right, right? The Rambam says the person is supposed to sleep 8 hours a night. Good luck finding the person who has the time for that, right? But if a person sleeps too much, he's also not doing right, because a person is supposed to be productive. And, you know, a person is sleeping 14 hours a day, it's a sign of depression probably, and he's not being a productive individual. So it's a hisnatzlus that I'm stopping to learn. You know, a person has to be osik in Torah all the time, v'gisa b'yom v'layla. So right before I'm being mevatel Torah for my sleep, I say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sein chalki b'sar asecha, my only desire is a chelik in your Torah. So when I go to sleep, you should know, it's only so that I will be re-energized to learn your Torah again tomorrow. It is not a bittul Torah, it is a kiyum ha-Torah. In fact, that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuvah that a person can see to it that everything he does is a mitzvah, that all of his physical needs, people have to eat, people have to sleep, people have to work, people have to do all sorts of things. You can turn those things into a mitzvah just by having kavana that it's l'shem mitzvah. So that's how the Tzlach understands this, v'sein chalki b'sar asecha. However, the Sefer Avin Shlema, he writes a totally different approach to why we daven for a chelek b'torah before we go to sleep. He says, based on the Arizal, that there are certain sodos ha-Torah that a person cannot possibly grasp or be masig at a time that he's awake. That there are certain parts of Torah that a person can only achieve in a dream state, that he can only achieve while sleeping. Well, one thing we know for sure, nevuah, right, unless you're Moshe Rabbeinu, nevuah can only be achieved in a dream state. So maybe there are other chalakim of Torah that the Arizal was referring to. So v'sein chalki b'sar asecha is saying, okay, I had all my awake hours for the awake Torah. Now, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm ready for the sleepy Torah. I'm ready for the Torah that comes, the sodos ha-Torah that comes when a person sleeps. Okay, then the Gemara goes on to say, ki mita'er, when you wake up, omer elokai, kama, neshamer shenasata bi tahora. Ata yitzartavi, ata nefachtavi, ata mesharmer bekirbi, vata osa dutim meni lachzirbi, las lovo, kozmancha, nesham bekirbi, modan yilfenecha, Hashem elokai, velokai avosai, ribon kolam, adon kolam neshamos, baruch ata Hashem, maksim neshamos of Kar Mason. The juxtaposition of the two is critical. Hamapil and elokai neshama shenasatavi tori are right after, one right after the other in the Gemara. Is there a connection between the two brachos? Meaning, what's the theme of that bracha? It's the return of the neshama. Is that a birch hananin? Is that a birchas hashevach? And does that necessarily mean, however we identify that bracha, is that going to be megala to us what birchas hamapil is really all about? It should also be noted, before we really get into it, that Tosos points out at the beginning of this parak in Brachos that all of the Brachos that are mentioned in the parak, even though when the Gemara records them, it doesn't say Baruch Ata Hashem, it doesn't say Shemu Malchus, all of them are supposed to be said B'Shemu Malchus, because that's the basic tzura of any bracha. The Gemara just writes them shorthand throughout the parak, the basic text of the bracha, but it's obvious that it's B'Shemu Malchus. That's the way brachas are supposed to be. So let's start with the most fundamental of the questions. What kind of bracha is this? Is this a bracha on my sleep tonight, right before I go to sleep? Just like I say a bracha on an apple, it's that apple that I'm eating that I'm saying the bracha on. I'm saying a bracha on this sleep? Or is this a bracha about the wondrous creation of sleep, the wondrous favor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us by giving us this opportunity to sleep, to rejuvenate, to re-energize? So the discussion starts way, way earlier in Maseches Brachos, in an entirely different context. Tosfos raises the question, why is it, in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, why is it that we do not recite a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? We recite a bracha on eating in the sukkah before we eat in the sukkah, leisha v'sukkah. Why not before sleeping in the sukkah? So Tosfos says two possibilities. Number one, he says, the bracha da'achilin shem v'archon leisha potarta, that since you said a bracha when you ate dinner of leisha v'sukkah, that covers you for the sleeping in the sukkah as well. So essentially, Tosfos says, we do say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah, it's just that it's already covered with the bracha that we said on eating in the sukkah. It would follow that if we paskin like that answer of Tosfos, someone who hasn't eaten in the sukkah that day for whatever reason, maybe it was raining all day, so he ate inside the house that day, he didn't eat in the sukkah, and then it stops raining and he goes to sleep in the sukkah, according to that answer, Tosfos L'chora should say a bracha leisha b'sukkah before sleeping, because fundamentally, it does require a bracha. Meaning that the kasha of Tosfos is a very strong kasha. It's not just, you know, why is it that we happen not to say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? It's much stronger. If you were to compare the chiv to eat in the sukkah and the chiv to sleep in the sukkah, the chiv to sleep in the sukkah is a stronger chiv. The Gemara tells us, achila sarai is mutter outside of the sukkah. One is allowed a snack outside of the sukkah. That's why I get the common questions, people calling from their office, can I have sushi? I don't want to go to a sukkah. Trying to come up with a good lunch that's not that doesn't require a sukkah. So, you know, you come up with a... But achila, the basis of any such question is the idea that achila sarai is mutter outside of the sukkah. By the way, I think the answer is yes. But that achila sarai is mutter outside of the sukkah. For a couple of reasons, but sukkah's time we could discuss. Achila sarai is mutter outside of the sukkah. Shena sarai, not mutter outside of the sukkah. That would be more problematic outside of the sukkah. Good, so that is one answer to Tosfos. Then comes along Tosfos and he says, Inami, Mishum Shema lo Yishan, Vavi Bracha levatala. Shari in Biyadalishan, Kal Shah Shiyirtza. You know why you don't say a bracha of Leisha v'sukkah when you go to sleep? Because you might not sleep. You might not be able to fall asleep. And then it will turn out that the bracha is going to be a bracha levatala. So says Tosfos and he just leaves it at that. Nothing to do with Amapil. All about sleeping in the sukkah. So that is Tosfos. Now it happens to be that the Bir Agra in Hilchos Pesach quotes this does not quote this Tosfos, but he quotes the following. The Rama writes, a very well known Rama, I think, in Hilchos Pesach, that when you do Bedikas Chametz, you should put out 10 crumbs of bread before you do Bedikas Chametz. Why would you put out 10 pieces of bread? Why would you dafka put bread around your house right before you're trying to get rid of all the chametz? Because if you don't find anything, you say, bracha al biur chametz, you don't find anything, you're not going to have anything to be mevayer. It's going to turn out, birchas levatala, it's going to turn out that it's going to be a bracha levatala. And the Rama says, but if you didn't put it out, it's not ma'akev, because the bracha is to be mevayer whatever I find, if I find. I mean, it's a bracha that's to do the mitzvah of biur. The mitzvah is to be mevayer whatever I find. The mitzvah is not to necessarily be mevayer. It's to be mevayer what I find. So if you don't find, then you did the mitzvah of being mevayer the chametz by not doing anything. But the Grub brings a raya that it's not necessary to put out crumbs of chametz, and that the bracha would not be a bracha levatala. He says, from birchas hamapil, says the Grub. You see that it's not a bracha levatala. What's the raya? Because the person who says hamapil, and he has no idea if he's going to fall asleep, and he still says hamapil. So apparently that's okay. Same type of bracha. Now, l'chora, the Gra could have said, instead of a raya from hamapil, a kasha from leishev basukah. Right? Tulsa says, don't say the bracha of leishev basukah when you go to sleep, because you might not fall asleep. Yet, the Gra says, I'm not worried, you might not. You know, so you won't find chametz. No big deal. You can still say the bracha of al bir chametz. And the raya is hamapil, because apparently it doesn't matter whether you do, you don't, it's fine. So why is it different than leishev basukah? So apparently, l'chora, one would conclude from here, that the way the Gra understands this is that if a person recites a bracha leishev basukah and then doesn't sleep and doesn't eat, it doesn't work out, it's a bracha levatala. You cannot say a bracha on just being in the sukkah. That is not enough of a maisa mitzvah to require a bracha. It has to be some act in the sukkah of eating or sleeping. So it's going to be a bracha levatal because he didn't actually do the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is defined as doing a significant maisa in the sukkah. However, the bracha of hamapil, well, let's take the bracha of bir chametz. The bracha of bir chametz is not on the act of destroying chametz. It's on the mitzvah of seeing to it that chametz gets destroyed. Some Minchas Chinuch formulates the bracha of seeing to it that that chametz gets destroyed, to the point that any chametz that's available will be destroyed. And if there's no chametz available, good, so then it's already destroyed. So I already was yotzei mitzvah. It would follow that the Gra understands that the bracha of hamapil is not on the fact that I'm sleeping right now. It's on the fact that I'm trying to go to sleep. It's a bracha on being mapil chevlei shena. I'm trying to be mapil chevlei shena aleinu. I'm trying to have a bedtime. Trying to go to sleep. And that's it. And it's not on the sleeping itself. That's what would emerge from the Gra. Now, Rav Avadya Yosef writes, the Gra must, he doesn't say any of this story. He says, no. The Gra holds like the first Teretz Tosfos. The Gra must not hold of this whole thing that you could say Leishiv Basukha. I'm sorry, that you can't say Leishiv Basukha because we're afraid you're not going to fall asleep. He must hold like the first Teretz Tosfos that sleeping in the Sukkah gets a bracha. The only thing is, the bracha is a bracha on the Achila. When you ate dinner that night, that was your bracha. And that's why the Gra thinks that he could bring a raya from a mapil. He's not bothered by the second answer of Tosos. He rejects the second answer of Tosos. It would turn out, if that were true, that the Gra would say that if you didn't eat in the sukkah all day, that you'd have to say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. I don't know, does the Gra hold such a shita? I don't know of anyone that does such a thing. So I think that's a difficult thing to suggest, that's what we would hold. But let's go back to the basics over here. We have a Tosos. Let's take this second answer of Tosos. Tosos says, why is it that we don't say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? You might not fall asleep, then it's going to be a bracha levatala. Asks the Maritz Chayas, how does one ever say the bracha of hamapil? You might not fall asleep, and then it's going to be a bracha levatala. So says the Maritz Chayas, a very important chiddush. Now he says, afal gav dekayim lan demvarach hamapil al shena v'gam kein yesh chashash Hashem lo yishan shayni hasam da bracha al teva Hashena asher nosan Hashem lekol yitzurei teled. The bracha of hamapil is not on my sleep that I'm about to experience. This is a birchas shevach v'hoda'a that Hashem created something called sleep and gave it to humanity. V'af al gav delo yoshen ata mikol makom inyan hashena yeshna ba'olam. I may not be sleeping right now, but there is an inyan of sleep in the world. As opposed to sukkah, where the bracha is on the sleeping in the sukkah right now. So Maritz Chayas says this unbelievable chiddush about the bracha of hamapil. He identifies the bracha, birchas shevach v'hodah, very clearly. A birchas shevach v'hodah does not have to be attached to a specific action. So if I don't fall asleep, it's fine. I'm just saying a birchas shevach v'hodah. So one might ask, then why do I say it before I go to sleep? I could say it whenever. Right. I should be able to say a mapil middle of the day, mincha time, say a mapil. So the answer is obvious. Birchas shevach v'hodah don't have to necessarily be attached directly to the specific shevach and hodah, but we generally try to do that. We generally try to get them as close to the experience of that shevach v'hodah as possible. So it's not like bracha of bar priya eitz, you know, on an apple, where it's a birchas hananin, where if you say bar priya eitz, and then you have a conversation, and you go to the bathroom, and you say asher yatzar, or whatever, and, you know, you talk to your roommate, to your wife, or whatever, and then you go to sleep, then you eat the apple, that would not be okay, right? Because it's on the apple. But birchas shevach v'hodah should be in proximity of the shevach v'hodah, so that's when we say hamapil that time. That is the shita of the Maritz Chayas.
The Gra presumably disagrees with that, right? They're comparing a mapil to the Bidikas Chametz. You sound like it's
Birchas Chametz. Oh, so Gra, exactly. The Gra would, well, not that it's a Birchas Mitzvah per se, because it's hard to call it a Birchas Mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Meaning, but that it's a bracha on something. And he would just define the something as trying to go to sleep. Right, meaning the Maritz Chayas is saying it's a birch shavach v'hodah. The Gra would say it's a bracha on something, but it's on trying to go to sleep, just like bir chametz is on seeing if there's any chametz, and if there is, destroying it, but not actually doing the maisa of destroying chametz. So probably not, right? We'll see soon. Now, the other possibility is what the Bir Halacha writes. First, Bir Halacha happens to quote a Chayyadim that says, you know what, even if you don't go to sleep, the bracha is not a bracha levatala, al minhag shalolam umvarech. Bir Halacha quotes from the Chayyadim. Chayyadim says, just like the Maritz Chayyas. The Bir Halacha, however, himself disagrees. He says, no, your bracha is on your sleep. It sounds personal. Hamapil chevle shena al einai, that it's on my sleep. It's not about sleep in general. In fact, he says, that's the Shari Tshuvan, Simon Mem Vav says, we do not say a maver shena when you didn't sleep that night, because it's on your sleep. Meaning the comparison to maver shena might have been, one might have said, that's the greatest raya to the Maritz Chayes, that is birch shevach vada, because a maver shena, it's hard to imagine it's birch sanenin, or it's a bracha achrona. A bracha achrona on sleep. Do we have bracha achrona? I guess we have bracha achrona on achila, but other birch sananin, on birch sarech, there's no bracha achrona, right? So we have a birch sananin, a bracha achrona on sleep, maybe, but the Bir Halacha says you have a raya from Amavir Shena that it's a bracha on your sleep, on your act of sleep. So as it turns out, I was going to say we have two ways to understand this bracha, but I guess, as Gdali points out, when we think about the gra, maybe a third way. There might be a fourth way also, now that I'm thinking. But the two basics. You have the Maritz Chayis, that it's a bracha on the inyan of sleep, bircha shevach. You have the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, that it's a bracha on my sleep tonight. Then we have the possibility of the gra, that it's a bracha on my trying to go to sleep. Not on sleep in general, not on my sleeping, on my trying to go to sleep, my effort to go to sleep. L'chora. There may be a fourth possibility, and that is that it's a bracha on sleep, on my sleep, but the Chazal were not unreasonable. Meaning they understood that not everybody falls asleep right away all the time. And just like I saw a very similar approach in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. He quotes the Sefer Tehilas Chaim, who says that Mitzar Adin, you could speak after a Mapil, you could do other things after a Mapil Mi'ikar Adin, because even though it's a bracha on your sleep, Hashkivenu, you say in the Beis HaKnesses, Hashkivenu also is about going to sleep. But you could do lots of things. You could have Daven Marv tonight at 5 o'clock, and you're not going to go to sleep till midnight. That's fine. You said Hashkivenu a long time ago, and it's perfectly fine. So L'chora, he understands that a Mapil is on this sleep, but it doesn't have to be right before, because Chazal understood that it doesn't always work out that way. So those are the four possibilities, but let's work within the two basics. The two basic possibilities are Birch Shevach Vada and a bracha on my sleep like a Birch Sananin. So there are several nafkamina between the two understandings. I would say at least six nafkaminas between the two understandings. They're all related. One nafkamina, let's say some nights you fall asleep, some nights you don't. Person's having great difficulty sleeping, whether they're going through a difficult time or pain or whatever is going on in their lives, they're having great difficulty sleeping. So if you hold like the Maritz Chayis and the Chayyadim, say the bracha. The bracha is the Birch Shevach Voda, you say it in proximity to when you're doing the sleep thing. L'chor, if you hold like the gra also, and the effort to go to sleep, the attempt to go to sleep, it's like doing bedika without the pesisei chametz. Yeah, you would say the bracha anyway, but if you hold like the Bir Halacha, savik brachas lahakel. Right, it could be a brach levatal if I don't fall asleep. And if I don't know if I'm going to fall asleep, l'chor would be safik brachos l'hakel. One thing is clear, that Rosh Hashanah Zalman is korin alicha shlomo, that if you're definitely not going to sleep, you don't say a mapil. Meaning, that's l'kulei alma. Right, on the night of Shavuos, you're staying up all night learning, so then for sure you don't say a mapil. But that l'chor is one enough to me. Before you go to sleep, we'll talk about that. No is the answer. It's only on nighttime sleep, not on daytime sleep. But the question is, why not? It's going to be another one of our nafkaminas, how we explain that halacha. A second nafkamina, can you speak after a mapil? How serious is this thing that you're not allowed to say anything after a mapil? So the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chora, according to the Mishnah Berurah, would follow, obviously, that if the bracha is like a bracha on an apple, it's a bracha on an hour of sleep. So you're not allowed to be mafsik in between the bracha and sleeping. The Ramah in Reish Lamed Tes Sif Aleph writes that you don't eat, you don't drink, and you're not medaber achar kriya shema sha'al mitasa. He says more broadly, after kriya shema lamita. Eliyishan miyad, just go to sleep right away. Mishra Brura says, what if you really need to say something? It's an emergency, right? Or you're so thirsty, you're not going to be able to fall asleep, or you're so hungry. So he says, okay, so after Kriya Shema you could do it, but, says the Mishnah Berurah, not after Amapil. Because that's going to be a mafsik between the bracha and the sleeping. So even though the Ramah only spoke in terms of Kriya Shema, he never said anything special about not speaking after Amapil, he just said after Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah is the first one to make that chilek and say, Kriya Shema is different than Hamapil. Kriya Shema, push comes to shove, you're allowed to. Hamapil, no, Mishnah Berurah says. L'chaora, Maariz Chayis would for sure argue with that. And he would say, no, even after Hamapil, it's a Bircha Shavach Vodah, but something came up. So no, it happens to be that even though the Mishnah Berurah is so strong about this, almost every other posek that I've found that speaks about the topic, certainly any tshuvas written in the 20th century on the topic, all go against the Mishnah Berurah. The Deborah Tzina Rav and Rav Avadi Yosef and Tzitz Eliezer, like all the poskim that wrote Tshuva Sfarim, they all paskim like the Maariz Chayis on this issue. And it seems there are Chashulchan, El Yerabba, there are many, many others that seem to assume like the Maariz Chayis, not like the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah became the popular sefer to learn the halacha, so it seems that that's when they gained more traction in terms of people's understanding of Hamapil. But as we'll soon see, it turns out chumraso kulaso, because people have such a pachad about doing something wrong after a mapil, they end up being mevata lebracha that chazal were misakein. That's what Rabbi Abadi points out in his tshuva. He calls it some choice words. He had a strong lashon. I think what did he say? I wrote it down here somewhere in my notes. But whatever, he called it a chumras hedyotos shelo yodu adin. It's a chumra of morons who don't know the din. Okay, so that's one way to say it, or one can say that maybe one doesn't need to be machmir for the Mishnah Berurah. A third nafkamina. If someone has to go to the bathroom after he said a mapil, do you say asher yatzar? Right, we certainly don't say okay, just don't go to the bathroom. It's not going to work. You're going to have to go to the bathroom. The person will have to relieve himself. Should he say asher yatzar after a mapil? According to the Mishnah Berurah, l'chora not. He should not. And in fact, they quote in Dinam van Hagos in the name of the Chazanish not to say Asher Yatzar, but according to the Maariz Chayis, and Tzitz Eliezer writes this way, and Deborah Tzina writes this way, of course you say Asher Yatzar. That's what's that got to do with a mapil? A mapil is a bircha shevach vado. You already yotzei a mapil. Nothing you do now is going to ruin that. Another possible nafkamina is not a nafkamina. Well, then you already slept, so then it's according to everyone it would be fine. Another nafkamina is not so much a nafkamina la halacha, but a nafkamina in the lumdus of it. No one says a mapil when they take a nap during the day, regardless of how long the nap is. Why not? So if it's a birchas shevach vodah, so you understand that we say it once a day, and we say it at the time of Shenas Laila, at the time, if it's al minhago shel olam umevarech, well, minhago shel olam is to sleep at night. So you make the bracha at the time of minhago shel olam, at the time when people are doing their normal sleep. Not talking about people who work the night shift or whatever, but minhago, normal people sleep during the night, not during the daytime. But if you hold the birchas hamapil is on your sleep right now, you need a different explanation as to why it is that you shouldn't say a bracha during the day. And what you probably have to say is that hamapil is not only on my sleep, it's on protecting me during my sleep because I'm sleeping at a time that is inherently dangerous. Nighttime is a time of mazikin, it's a time of hirurim, it's a time of all these things that I'm davening to be safe from when I say the bracha of hamapil. So nighttime is a time that's more conducive to those things happening, whereas in daytime you don't have to worry as much about those things happening. A fifth nafkamina. When do you say hamapil? Before Kriya Shema or after Kriya Shema? So if hamapil is mamish right on the sleep, so it should be after Kriya Shema, on the sleep. But if hamapil is a bircha shevach, around sleeping time, so then it should be before the sleep. Now if you look in the Gemara that we started with, so what does the Gemara say? Ha-nichnas lishon al-mitaso omer mishma yisrael advayim shema va-omer baruch hamapil chavel shein aleinai. That first Shema, and then Hamapil. In fact, Mishnah Berurah makes the same deal from the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Kori al mitaso parasha rishona shel Shema, umevarech Hamapil. How does the art school have it? I think they have it before.
Yeah,
huh? First. They have it first, right? First. Yeah, so where does that come from? It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara or from the Shulchan Aruch. So the Yerushalmi tells the story that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni used to say Kriya Shema over and over and over again until he fell asleep with the words of Kriya Shema on his lips. So it sounds like the last thing on his lips was Kriya Shema. So when did he say Hamapil? So from Yerushalmi, it sounds like Hamapil must have come first. So Bavli says, but still, Mehechites, we're going to pass like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, especially Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Bavli. So Mishabura writes that many Achronim say that you should say Hamapil first, and then Kriya Shema, and the other Pesukim of Rachamim. L'chorah, the Mishmur should be very opposed to that, but he's not. You know, you expect the Mishmur to say, and this is wrong, Hamapil is on your sleep, how could you say Kriya Shema afterwards? But he's not opposed to it. He's okay with it. And he says, L'maisa yisnai ga'adam kifi tiv'o. A person should do whatever his nature is. Tahainu, im tivoli radim ba'emtza Kriya Shema, tovios shiakdim birch Hamapil. It's unbelievable. If you're likely to fall asleep in the middle of Kriya Shema, which is more important? He says, you can't miss out a bracha, the Chazal Masakin. Kriya Shema Lamita Ahim, Kriya Shema Lamita Aher, you know, it's not going to affect any. But Hamapil? Can't miss Hamapil. So if you're likely to fall asleep in the middle of Kriya Shema, say Hamapil first, because you can't miss Hamapil. V'im'ein tivol azeh, tov yosel achar birch Hamapil, ad l'basof. He says, you know what, but deep down, I'm a real Hamapil on sleep guy. So if you can say Kriya Shema Alamita, if you're not going to fall asleep, then say Kriya Shema Alamita first and then Hamapil afterwards. But why does he even allow for this? So you have to understand is that Kriya Shema Alamita is probably related to the themes of Hamapil, at least partially. Maybe not entirely, but Kriya Shema Alamita, according to several Rishonim and the Mashmos of the Sugya in Brachos Daf Hei, is about protection. Mazikin bedilin emenu. The Gemara says kolakur kriya shma mitasa mazikin bedilin emenu. The mazikin will stay away from you. It's kilu oches cherev shel shtei pios biyado. The imagery of carrying a sword, a double-edged sword in your hand when you go to sleep, doesn't sound so safe. No, it's protection. Kriya shma lamita is protection when you go to sleep. So if that's part of the inyan, so you could imagine that it would not be a hafsik, just like the pesukim of Rachamim are not a hefsik, because it's part of the same inyan. It's may also inyan. That would also explain why the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Hei that a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Alamito, because he's already protected. He doesn't need the extra protection. And that's how Rabbein Yonah explains why a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Alamito. Rashi says Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say it, because the whole idea of Kriya Shema Alamita is to fall asleep with Divrei Torah on your lips, and a Talmud Chacham anyway has Divrei Torah on his lips. Mistama, he's saying over Rambams and Ravids and Reb Chaims on his lips, so he doesn't need to say Kriya Shema. Most people don't know better than Amaratzim, so all we know by heart is Kriya Shema. So we want to sleep, fall asleep with Kriya Shema Alamita, with Kriya Shema on our lips. With Divrei Torah on the lips. So all we can do, the best we can do, is Kriya Shema, because that's what we know by heart. But it could be Asher Yoshev Yisachah, you know, it could be anything that is Torah. That's how Rashi explains. But Talmidei Chachamim anyway, they're always talking in Torah, so it doesn't, they don't need Kriya Shema. So that's a different understanding. That's not about being protected from the Mazikin. But it seems at least partially that's at least part of the function of Kriya Shema. It can't be the only function of Kriya Shema, because you know the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach says that on Lel Shimurim, the night of the Seder, we don't say Hamapil. I'm sorry, he says we don't say Kriya Shema Alamita. We don't say the entire Kriya Shema Alamita. We only say Parsha Shema and Birchas Hamapil. Only Parsha Shema and Birchas Hamapil. Because it's a Lel Shimurim, so you don't need all those extra segulas to protect you. So wait a second, if I don't need these segulas to protect me, why do I need Kriya Shema and Hamapil? So apparently, you understand there's a little more than just the protection. Or you could say, no, Pashup Shad in the Rama is that there's a din. When you go to sleep at night, you say Kriya Shema. There's a din. When you go to sleep at night, you say Hamapil. There's a minhag to say these other psukim. So it's an equally good minhag, dafkan lel shimurim, not to say those extra psukim as a way of showing that you don't need the extra protection. Yeah, As far as a minhag, we're willing to do that. But if, you know, as far as a din, we're not going to sacrifice the din as a way of just showing that it's a lel shimurim. For a minhag, we'll sacrifice the minhag. I hold that a lot of people are intimidated by Kriya Shema Lamita because of that minhag. I think that minhag, if we got rid of that minhag, a lot more people, if you tell someone, all you have to say is Parsha Rishon and Hamapil. That's all you got to do. It's not like a commitment, you know? It's not like, it's like you tell people you only have to bench Talal Yechasreinu, you know? You don't have to go that far. I think more people would have an easy, someone just sent me an email, that Rabbi Abadi and also Rabbi Henkin in Israel, both wrote their own nusach of Birch Samazon, a nusach katzer of Birch Samazon. What do you think about this? You know, to say Birch Samazon in a shorter nusach. So I think Rabbi Henkin wrote for children and Rabbi Abadi wrote for everybody. They're shorter because they think that people can't focus the entire time. So that I'm against. I think that's a terrible idea, actually, because I tell people to concentrate. So we bench Talal Yechasreinu in my house, let's say, on Shabbos. So we bench Talal Yechasreinu. That's the whole benching. Why would you have to cut out parts of the brachos? It's not so long to bench Talal Yechasreinu. And my kids always say, oh, we have a shorter benching than everyone else. I say, no, the rule is we have to bench Talal Yechasreinu in the amount of time that it takes everybody else to say the whole thing. That's the whole kunz. Otherwise, that's what Mori Varabi, he benches Talal Yechasreinu. Everyone finishes benching, they had 10 conversations, they cleaned up the whole table, and he's still benching. And he's only going to Talal Yechasreinu. Somehow, he's still benching. I don't like the idea of having, especially for children. I don't understand that at all. You mean mechanic children in a different nusach of benching? What kind of chinuch is that? The chinuch is, you hold they're going to have to say the full nusach when they grow up, and you'll be mechanic them in a shorter nusach? No, how did we do it when we were children? They started us with bracha rishona, and then we slowly added that. No, was this everyone else's upbringing? That was my upbringing. I don't know. That's the way we were taught. And that way, you're actually being taught what you're going to need to know when you get a little bit older. Okay. The final nafkamina is, again, nafkamina in lamdus, not a nafkamina in halacha. Why is it that Elokai Neshama Shen Satabi does not begin with a Baruch Ata Hashem? It's a bracha. So the Rishonim already asked this kasha. Tosas and Maseches Brachas asked this kasha. Why does it not start with the bracha? The Tosar Rush quotes a Ravid. The reason it doesn't start with the Baruch Ata Hashem is it's a bracha smucha lechavirta. Hamapil Chevel Eshena is the first bracha. Elokai Neshama is the second bracha. There's Samach Chavirta. Aye, but you slept for 8 hours in between. Yeah. But they're really very close to each other. The sleeping is not a hefsek because there's no maisa in the sleeping. So the Ravid holds that they're mamish the same inyan. They're the same bracha. Otherwise, and he must hold that you have to say a mapil after Kriyashma. Otherwise, the Kriyashma would be a hefsek lechara between the bracha of a mapil. Tosos, however, and the tour say that the reason there's no psicha bebaruch with Elokai Neshama is because it's not really a bracha. It's really just a hoda'a takarosh baruch hu, but it's not a bracha. If it were a bracha, it would start with the baruch, but it has nothing to do with hamapil. It's interesting, the Rambam counts the mea brachos a person is supposed to say every single day. The Rambam goes through, here's how you get mea brachos each day. What's the first bracha he mentions? Hamapil. It's counterintuitive. No, because you would think, well, what would be the first bracha you would mention? I would say one of two things. Either al netil sidayim, right? When you wake up, the first bracha, when you wake up in the morning. Or the first bracha of Birch Kriya Shema Shalah Arvis, because you're going to start the halachic day at night. But why would you start with hamapil? So it's interesting that might be the connection of hamapil being about that transition into the next day. That it's that it's about the sleep. The sleep itself, which transitions a person into the next day. Now, a lot more to discuss over here, but only 5 minutes to do it. So let's maybe just discuss why is it that people have a minhag, or it seems that people have a practice not to say hamapil. Again, it's halacha mufureshes. Beis Yosef paskins that this is one of the mayor brachos we say every day. It's strange minhag that people have not to say it. So Rav Sturmbach writes in Chuvas van Hagos and Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, that Belzer Chasidim don't say it, and also in Brisk they don't say it. Why not? He says because the bracha is that you go to sleep Keshechevle Sheina Kvar Be'enav V'Kashalanu L'Kvoa Hadavar. The bracha is supposed to be recited not when before you go to sleep when you're still wide awake, when the chevle shena are already on your eyes. And it's very hard to know exactly when that is. And in the times of the Gemara, they knew when that was. Meaning, whatever explanation you're going to give for why you don't say Amapil, you're going to have to explain what changed from the times of the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, to nowadays. So for generations and generations, they were able to ascertain the moment of Chevle Shena, and now we can no longer ascertain that moment. It's very, our beds are more comfortable, we fall asleep more quickly when it's Chevle Shena. I don't know, very difficult. What?
It was Nignaz.
It was Nignaz, yes, like Tchelis. Okay, good. Exactly. Rav Shachter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik a different explanation. He says, you know, even though it's a bracha, it's mefurish in the Gemara, he says, whatever reason, he points out, whatever reason you're going to give, it's going to have to be something that changed. He said, you know what changed? The minhag. The minhag that we say all these other things that are psukim, that include all of the things. We say, Baruch Hashem Leolam at Mariv, Biyot Chav Kidruchi, Psukei Emuna, all the ideas that are covered in Amapil, we're already saying them in the Pesukim of Baruch Hashem Leolam. So you're already Yotze Amapil with that. Also a little difficult to understand. That's way off. You know, it's one thing, it's like saying you're Yotze with Hashkivenu. It's not right when you're sleeping. Plus, it's Mishan Madbeah Shetav Chamim Berbachos. The Chacham said you're supposed to say a bracha. Oh, don't worry, I'll say something similar to a bracha. You know, it'll be kosher style. I'll have my bagels and lox and it'll be, you know, the same thing as... What do you mean? That doesn't make it kosher. That's you can't be Mishan Matbeah Shetav Chacham Berbrachos. You're not Yotzei a bracha unless you say the words of the bracha. Very difficult for me to understand that. Rabbi Abadi, I mentioned earlier, says that the reason people don't say it is because they're morons. Okay. But he says it's because of fear that they're not going to be able to speak after Amapil. And he says that's why they're morons, because there's no such concern about not being able to speak after Amapil. So you speak after Amapil, no big deal. Mishmuru might say it is a big deal. Mishmuru would say that you're not supposed to speak after Amapil. Although Mishmuru would tell you, don't skip it, right? Unless you think you're not going to be able to fall asleep. That the Mishmuru thought, is a good enough reason to skip it. And that lechora is the real reason, the pachad that a person is going to have a bracha levatala if he's not able to fall asleep. That people want a paskin like that Mishnah Brura. But once again, so you can say, okay, because we're so frum that we know that if we say this bracha, I'll never be able to fall asleep because of the pachad that I'm going to have that maybe I won't fall asleep. It will become a self fulfilling prophecy, and that will be a bracha levatala. We're so frum. We're frumer than any of the Amoraim. I mean, why weren't they afraid? They didn't have such a pachad? Or they were on such a madrega that their pachad drove them to sleep? I don't understand. Like, what exactly changed? Very difficult to be miyashiv these minhagim. So l'chora, the pasha pshat is, you do what it says in the Gemara, what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, what it says in all the poskim, that a person is supposed to say amapil. If there's some known family minhag or something like that, not to say it, maybe you have something to rely on, but l'chora, you should say. Now, if you're choshish, you're not going to be able to fall asleep, so maybe just say it without Shema Malchus then, at least. You know, there is a comment the Kaf HaChaim has that in Aseres Tshuva people had a minhag not to say it during the days of the Omer on Lel Shabbos, not to say it. So he says, I don't really know, so maybe those days say it b'li Shema Malchus. I think we say it all those times, and we say it with Shema Malchus. But at least then, at least that, you wouldn't risk a bracha levatala. There is a whole nother mahalich to the understanding of this bracha, which I thought was a fantastic mahalich that we don't have time for right now. But if you want to take a look at the very end of this piece, a biur of the Rambam that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has in Emes Liakov, of the Rambam Shita and Hamapil, and how he understands how Hamapil fits with all of the other nighttime activities, is a beautiful mahalik that Yaakov has, but we'll leave it at there for today.